Welcome back to the Edges and Sledges Cricket Podcast. This is DJ and I'll be your host for this week. And we have a very, very, very special guest on the show. But first, this episode is brought to you by Surf Excelmatic Liquid. And we have Parshvi Chopra with us on the show. Parshvi is an India Under-19 World Cup winner. She is a UP Warriors player. And I believe this is her first ever podcast appearance. So Parshvi, welcome to Edges and Sledges. We are delighted you've chosen us to make your podcasting debut.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Parshvi, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And of course, you are currently involved in the WPL. You are a UP Warriors player. But I want to start talking about your early days as a cricketer. So we've had other cricketers that have come and told us about their early days as a cricketer. You've had a very interesting journey as a cricketer. Aapne pehle skating se shuru kiya tha. So tell us, how did you start playing cricket? And tell us about your link with Yuvraj Singh, who was also a skater, I believe, in his early days before becoming an India cricketer himself.
Sir, matlab pehle jab cricket se pehle maine skating kari thi kafi. Skating matlab maine shuru se hi mujhe sports ka shauk tha kafi. Race wagaira ka sab cheez ka, to maine skating kari thi. Fir jab main matlab 10 saal ki thi tab maine pehli baar cricket khelna start kara tha kyunki meri family ko cricket kafi pasand hai. Matlab meri family aise celebrate karte hai cricket jaise as a festival ho. To aur jo mere dadaji hain wo bhi matlab खेलते हैं, यूनिवर्सिटी से काफी खेले. तो मतलब मेरी फैमिली का एक ड्रीम था कि मतलब मैं क्रिकेट खेलूं और फिर इंडिया को रिप्रेजेंट करूं, तो इसलिए मैंने क्रिकेट स्टार्ट करा था.
अमेजिंग, अमेजिंग. सो हमने तो सुना है कि आप लड़कों के साथ बहुत क्रिकेट खेलते थे, आपको तो पता भी नहीं था कि लड़कियों की टीम होती है. तो हाउ डिड यू गेट इन्वॉल्व विद द वुमेन्स क्रिकेट टीम? आपने स्कूल में टीम बनवाई, क्या क्या किया आपने? व्हाट वाज द इन्वॉल्वमेंट?
नहीं, मुझे तो मतलब शुरू से ऐसा ही पता था कि बॉयज की टीम होती है क्रिकेट की. पहले पता भी नहीं था कि मतलब वुमेन्स की भी टीम होती है. तो जो मेरे कोच है विशाल भाटिया सर, उन्होंने मतलब मुझे एडवाइस दी थी कि ट्रायल देना चाहिए क्रिकेट का. तो फिर एट द एज ऑफ 12 मैंने पहली बार ट्रायल दिया था. फिर उसके बाद मेरा फर्स्ट राउंड में सिलेक्शन नहीं हुआ था जब मैंने पहली बार ट्रायल दिया था. तो जब मैंने दोबारा ट्रायल दिया तब मुझे लगा कि हाँ, काफी कॉम्पिटिशन था तब, क्योंकि पहली बार ट्रायल दिया था, मतलब पहली बार ऐसे वुमेन्स को देखा था सब ने. तो वो भी अलग ही फीलिंग थी, मुझे पता नहीं था. मुझे लगा था कि बॉयज में खेलना तो बहुत टफ होगा, पर जैसे ही वुमेन्स में ट्रायल दिया सबका पता चला. फिर दोबारा मैंने ट्रायल दिया था और मेहनत करके आई थी. एट द एज ऑफ 13 फिर मैंने सेकंड बार ट्रायल दिया था, तब जाके मेरा 16 में सिलेक्शन हुआ था.
Wow, so already you've started telling us about the obstacles of being a woman cricketer in India. Now, what are the challenges do you face as a young woman cricketer in India? Maybe you can talk to us about how does society perceive a young woman cricketer growing up and wanting to play cricket, whereas for a long time, even the question of having a WPL was debated, and the WPL has only come 2 years ago.
Sir, matlab mujhe aisa lagta hai ki ab to women's cricket kafi develop ho gayi hai. क्योंकि हर फैमिली अब काफी सपोर्ट करती है वुमेन्स क्रिकेटर को. पहले ऐसा नहीं था क्योंकि पहले फाइनेंशियली कंडीशन भी लोगों की ठीक नहीं थी, पर अब भी क्रिकेट ने काफी प्रमोट करा है वुमेन्स क्रिकेटर को, क्योंकि वर्ल्ड कप्स भी स्टार्ट हो रहे हैं. अंडर 19 के भी अभी वर्ल्ड कप हुआ था, फिर उसके बाद एशिया कप्स भी हो रहे हैं, और अब WPL तो बहुत बड़ा फॉर्मेट है मतलब वुमेन्स क्रिकेट को प्रमोट करने के लिए. जो WPL में अच्छा परफॉर्म करेगा तो उसका चांस है कि आगे इंडिया को रिप्रेजेंट कर सकता है.
सो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट इंडिया रिप्रेजेंटेशन, पार्श्वी. सो मेरे पीछे एक इंडिया की जर्सी टंगी है, आपने तो इंडिया की जर्सी पहनी है. यू प्लेड फॉर इंडिया अंडर 19, यू वन अ वर्ल्ड कप अंडर शिफाली वर्मा. वी ऑल रिमेंबर द इमोशनल मोमेंट्स वेयर शिफाली वाज गिविंग दैट इंटरव्यू एट द एंड. टेल अस व्हाट इट फेल्ट लाइक प्लेइंग दैट वर्ल्ड कप. ऑफ कोर्स योर परफॉर्मेंसेस वर इनक्रेडिबल. यू पिक्ड अप 4 for 5 अगेंस्ट श्रीलंका इन द क्वार्टर फाइनल्स, 3 for 20 अगेंस्ट न्यूजीलैंड इन द सेमीफाइनल, एंड 2 for 13 against England in the finals itself. Now tell us what it felt like putting on that jersey for the very first time, and what it means to be an India under 19 World Cup winner to you.
Sir, matlab jab bhi aur koi sports agar koi bhi chunta hai cricket se hatke wali koi bhi field chunta hai sports mein, to sabka ek hi dream hota hai ki wo apni country ko represent kare. To as a cricketer mera bhi matlab dream tha ki main India ko represent karu. Aur baki matlab वो मोमेंट तो काफी अलग ही होता है जब आप इंडिया की जर्सी पहनते हो. इतनी सालों की मेहनत होती है आपकी और जब आपको इंडिया की जर्सी मिलती है जिसके लिए आपने मेहनत करी होती है और वो आप पहनते हो, तो वो तो अलग ही मोमेंट होता है। और जब आपका, मुझे सबसे अच्छा मोमेंट तब लगा था जब हम फील्ड में जाते हैं पहली बार, वो ड्रेस में आपकी नेशनल एंथम होती है, तो वो तो सबसे बेस्ट मोमेंट होता है आपकी लाइफ का।
काफी इमोशनल हो गए थे आप जब ने नेशनल एंथम सुना, आपने क्राउड भी गा
जी
रहा
जी
होगा
बिल्कुल
आपके साथ।
जी बिल्कुल। नहीं, क्राउड तो ऐसे नहीं गा रहा था क्योंकि हमारा साउथ अफ्रीका में था तो इंडियंस काफी कम थे जी,
अच्छा,
तो
इंडियंस तो
हमारा
हर
मतलब
जगह काफी
इमोशन
ज्यादा होते हैं। हम जब जाते हैं तब तो नेशनल एंथम जब बजता है तो कुछ और ही नहीं सुनाई देता है, जब जय 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 होता है तो सुपर। आई मीन ऑफ कोर्स दैट इज एन इंक्रेडिबल अचीवमेंट एट अ वेरी यंग एज। यू गॉट अ लॉन्ग करियर अहेड ऑफ यू। But Parshvi, in all our lives, we have setbacks, right? And in those moments, it feels like we are down, we feel stuck, we feel soiled, के we can't move past it. It's that वो ऐसे सूखा दाग सा बन जाता है। वो it feels like a tough, dried stain that you can't get out. Like no matter what you do, it's irritating you. It's in the back of your mind के ये कैसे निकाले, कैसे निकाले, कैसे निकाले। Have you got a सूखा दाग story? Have you got a story where you find an obstacle, and what did you do to remove that tough, dried stain, and how did you overcome that obstacle? Really, I'm very interested to know, because you would face many of them, but was there something that lasted longer than others, and then how did you get rid of it?
मतलब सब क्रिकेटर की लाइफ में एक ऐसा फेज आता है कि वो जो चाहता वो हो नहीं पाता है, तो मेरे साथ भी मतलब ऐसा ही हुआ था कि जो मैं चाह रही थी वो हो नहीं पा रहा था। माइंड थोड़ा नेगेटिव जा रहा था, मतलब पॉजिटिव ऐसा नहीं लग रहा था कि मतलब अब हो पाएगा कभी भी। तो मेरी जो फैमिली है, जो कोचेज हैं, उन्होंने काफी सपोर्ट करा था मुझे इस चीज में कि मतलब ऐसा नहीं है कि अब क्रिकेट खेला है तो सबकी लाइफ में चैलेंजेस आते हैं, आपके में भी आए हैं, तो आपको पॉजिटिव रहना चाहिए। फिर मैंने अपनी पहले की परफॉर्मेंसेस देखी काफी, जिनसे कि मतलब मेरा थोड़ा मतलब माइंड पॉजिटिव हुआ, काफी पॉजिटिविटी आई उससे। तो मतलब फैमिली वगैरह ने काफी सपोर्ट करा था मुझे ये सब चीजें कमबैक करने में।
और 12 साल की उम्र पे तो आपका पहले सिलेक्शन हुआ नहीं था, बट एट 13 एक पूरा साल आप रुके हैं, तो वो साल कैसा लगा आपको? हाउ वर यू फीलिंग ड्यूरिंग दैट वन फुल ईयर? डिड इट फील लाइक इट वाज यू वुड बी एबल टू ओवरकम दैट चैलेंज? वुड यू गेट रिड ऑफ दैट दैट दाग? बिकॉज 1 साल का सूखा दाग तो काफी लंबा होता है ना, तो व्हेन यू गॉट रिड ऑफ इट ऑल्सो हाउ डिड यू फील?
सर जब मैंने पहली बार ट्रायल दिया था, जब मैं मतलब 12 साल की थी, तो तब मेरा सिलेक्शन हुआ नहीं था क्योंकि सबको ऐसा लगता है ये काफी छोटी है, क्योंकि अंडर 16 में जब 12 साल का जाके तो वो काफी छोटा लगता है सबको। तो फिर मैंने सोचा था कि मतलब अब काफी अच्छा कमबैक करना है कि ताकि कोई चीज की कमी ना रहे किसी भी फील्ड में। तो फिर जब मैंने सोच लिया था कि नेक्स्ट ईयर तो सिलेक्शन मतलब मुझे अपना 100% देना ही है ताकि मेरा सिलेक्शन हो और मैं स्टेट खेलूं, तो वो जर्नी मतलब काफी हार्ड थी मेरे लिए क्योंकि तब मुझे इतनी नॉलेज वगैरह भी नहीं थी, ज्यादा कुछ पता भी नहीं था। तब माइंड मतलब जो मुझे पता था कि मेरी मुझे अपनी स्ट्रेंथ पे खेलना, तो मेरी स्ट्रेंथ वही थी तो मैंने उसी पर ज्यादा ध्यान दिया।
That's very interesting, because of course, just like Surf Excel Matic Liquid removes tough, dried stains, you've managed, by the sounds of it, to move past those obstacles, and you are now looking forward to new challenges. And we are obviously wishing you all the very best with those challenges. Now, obviously, our listeners as well are very interested, and lots of them play cricket. So, guys, we have a Daag Wale Moment contest. So the contest is basically you guys who are all playing cricket, diving around, taking catches, diving into your crease. I mean, we see Instagram reels of people playing cricket in mud and playing cricket in rivers and all of that. So what we want you to do is to send us your pictures where you're wearing those stained jerseys with those sukha dag, with the hashtag sukha dag out, and tag Surf XL India on Instagram and tag One Tip One Hand. And at the end of that contest, which we'll announce the winner of on the 15th of April episode during the IPL, so tune in then. So it's going to run for about a month. You will have a chance, the lucky winner will have a chance to win Surf Excel Matic Liquid and cricket equipment. So it's a pretty cool contest. So make sure you get your entry in. Don't forget, you need to send us a picture of you wearing those jerseys, clothes, whatever, with those tough, dried stains, with the hashtag Sukha Dag out, tag Surf XL India, and tag us. One tip, one hand. On that note, we'll take a short break. We are in conversation with Parshvi Chopra, and we'll be back straight after this break to talk more about WPL and what Parshvi has been getting up to there. So we'll also be asking for some predictions because we're recording this on the day of the WPL finals. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Dad.
अच्छे से खेली चैम।
Any doubt? कैसा खेली आज देखो। बोले क्या ये दाग देखो। ये सूखे दाग देखो। बोले क्या ये दाग देखो।
No doubt.
इन सूखे दागों के लिए है नया सर्फ एक्सेल मैटिक एसपीपी टेक्नोलॉजी के साथ। ये जिद्दी सूखे दाग निकाले पहली बार मशीन में ही।
साफ हो गया।
Any doubt?
नया सर्फ एक्सेल मैटिक।
Welcome back from that break, and you're still listening to the Edges and Sledges Cricket Podcast, and we're in conversation with Parshvi Chopra, India Under-19 World Cup winner and UP Warriors leg spinner. Parshvi, I want to talk to you about the WPL because for years we've been talking about having a women's league. IPL has been running since 2008, but the WPL is only in its second season now. I mean, there were some exhibition matches that were played a few years ago, but now it is a full-fledged league. You've got five teams, Delhi Capitals versus RCB today in the final, which I'm very excited as I'm a Delhi Capitals fan. And of course, we had Jemmy Rodrigues and Shikha both on this show earlier. So very, very excited, hoping that the girls can get the Delhi franchise its very first trophy. But tell us what it was like being part of the WPL auction and being picked. What was that feeling? Because, of course, it was the first ever auction. So, how did you react? Were you following the auction on Cricinfo or Cricbuzz or TV? Or how did that go down? And where were you? And what was the reaction of your family and friends and coaches and all of that?
Oh, I was at my home only. After Under-19 World Cup, I was very excited about WPL. Because this was the first ever WPL auction, and I had practice in my morning only, and then I have seen whole auction. So I was very excited when in the first round I got selected to the UP, my home team.
Your home team, yes, of course it is your home team. And what is it like sharing a dressing room with, I mean, kind of legends, I guess, of the women's game, like Alisa Healy, right? Like, what is it like? Do you end up, because there's a pretty special bond between a leg spinner and their wicket keeper, right? Like a wrist spinner and their wicket keeper. If you look at Kuldeep and MS Dhoni or all of the, they've got these special bonds, right? Like how much do you interact with the likes of Alisa? Tell us a little bit about the dressing room vibe in the UP Warriors.
I think Healy is very supportive captain and very experienced player. She is 34 and she's captaining currently Australia team. So I think she's very experienced player. So she is very supportive also for me because she thinks I'm young and I'm young. So she supports me while bowling also.
And your idol, I think I read somewhere growing up, was Shane Warne. Of course,
Shane Warne.
The great Shane Warne passed away a few years ago. Very, very sad occurrence for all cricket fans all over the world, because I mean, we grew up watching him bowl to Sachin, and they were the only two players invited to Don Bradman's 90th birthday. And I mean, he's larger than life, right? So did you model your action a little bit on Shane Warne when you started? Because you started like as a fast bowler, and then you became a leg spinner.
Yeah, as a fast bowler, started playing cricket. And then I have watched Shane Warne videos, and then I thought that I would also love to take his bowling.
So are we going to see a new ball come in? a flipper or something new?
Yes, yes, sir.
Because you developed the googly recently.
Yeah.
Is again what I read. Are you developing a flipper like the great Warne?
Yes, sir. I'm learning variations.
Okay. Very interesting. But of course, Shane Warne was not only known for his bowling, Parshvi, and you seem like a very nice person, but Shane Warne was also known for his sledging. Some of the biggest sledges came from Shane. And we are called Edges and Sledges. Now, edges are good for leg spinners. But tell us about a sledging story, Parshvi. Whether you were subject to the sledging or whether you were the one doing the sledging, are you a big person that does sledging? And tell us if you've
no
is there no sledging in the women's game?
I'm very calm at ground. I don't sledge.
But you must be knowing other people that sledge. Tell us a story of while you've been around, maybe somebody sledged somebody and it's been funny.
So I'll tell you state match story.
Okay.
I was batting and UP need 4 runs in many overs. I think 10 to 15 overs. And we have lost 2 wickets. So I went to batting and one fielder was saying, "Dekho, iske to Nike ke shoes hai, kitne achhe lag rahe hai, mujhe bhi chahiye aise shoes." So, matlab, maine ignore mara. Phir, ek, matlab, last ball thi bowler ki, pehli ball to maine defense kar di, phir uske baad usne bola. Next ball pe maine chauka maar diya, to phir maine uski taraf dekha. To ekdam se niche dekhne lag gayi aur phir, bas itna hi baat.
Maybe that's an opportunity for Nike to sponsor that player then, by the sounds of it. No, very cool. So tell us a little bit more about your goals in the next WPL. Of course, you were part of the Cricinfo team of the first WPL, right? So tell us a little bit about what you want to achieve as the league grows bigger, as you get more experience. What is the contribution you want to bring to the UP Warriors team in next season? Because of course they didn't make the playoffs this year, which you would be disappointed about, no doubt. But what is the goal for next year?
जब भी ऐसा कोई चांस वगैरह मिले तो मैं अपना 100% दूं और टीम को जिताने में जितना हो सके मैं मदद करूं और बाकी तो हर प्लेयर का ये रहता है कि मतलब अगर वो ऐसा बैटर खेला टीम में तो ऑरेंज कैप होल्डर बने, अगर बॉलर है तो पर्पल कैप होल्डर बने. तो मेरा भी यही रहेगा कि अभी नेक्स्ट सीजन में अगर कभी मुझे मौका मिले तो मैं विकेट्स के लिए जाऊं और बेस्ट बॉलर बनूं टीम की.
वेरी गुड. बट आल्सो नाउ वी ओनली टॉक्ड मेनली अबाउट व्हाइट बॉल बिकॉज़ अंडर 19 वर्ल्ड कप इज व्हाइट बॉल, अब WPL इज व्हाइट बॉल. What are your red ball aspirations, Parshavi? Because we've seen Indian women playing 2 test matches, beating the 2 strongest teams in the last 12 months, England and Australia, and beating them convincingly. Now, what are your red ball aspirations? Do you prefer red ball or white ball cricket? What do you prefer?
White ball cricket, sir.
You prefer white ball cricket? Well, you find it more exciting or?
Yes, sir.
Okay, interesting. So, also, red ball cricket has probably fewer opportunities to play, right? In India, I would imagine, at the moment. Maybe that will develop over years. So,
yes, sir, it will develop.
Do you find your game suits white ball cricket more?
Yes, sir.
Okay, interesting. Right, and do you have any advice, I suppose, for young cricketers that are coming up through the ranks? Maybe women cricketers, maybe men cricketers. If you're young, of course, you have a lot of things going through your mind. Should you focus on studies? I heard you were very good at studies, but you were asked to focus on cricket. Who gave you that piece of advice?
No, my family only, because I think.
ये तो उल्टा हो गया. Most families will say, "बेटा पढ़ाई कर लो, cricket छोड़ो, cricket में time waste कर रहे हो."
नहीं, सब पहले ऐसा होता था कि मतलब ऐसा होता ना कि दो चीज का balance रखना काफी tough होता है. या तो आप एक ही चीज पर focus कर पाते हो. तो 8-9 के बाद मैंने ज्यादातर अपना सारा फोकस क्रिकेट को ही दे दिया था. जब से पता चला था कि अंडर 19 वर्ल्ड कप आ रहा है तो सारा उसी पे ही ध्यान चला गया था. दिन में बहुत ज्यादा प्रैक्टिस होती थी तो पढ़ाई का कम टाइम मिलता.
एंड तो फिर आपकी एडवाइस क्या है यंग क्रिकेटर को? कुछ अगर कोई बढ़ते हुए आ रहा है 15-16 साल का कोई है तो व्हाट इज योर पीस ऑफ एडवाइस टू देम? हाउ डू यू एडवाइस देम टू सक्सीड इन क्रिकेट?
मैं एक ही चीज कहूंगी कि ऐसा नहीं है कि मतलब आप क्रिकेट ही चुनो या फिर उसी पे एक. अब तो क्रिकेट तो बहुत काफी फेमस हो गया है इंडिया में. हर कोई लड़का लड़की क्रिकेट खेल रहे हैं. तो मैं ऐसा नहीं कहूंगी कि मतलब तुम क्रिकेट ही चुनो. तुम लाइफ में कोई भी चीज चुन रहे हो, एक तो आपका एम होना बहुत जरूरी है लाइफ में, एक मोटिव होना बहुत जरूरी है, भले आपका वो स्टडीज में हो या फिर स्पोर्ट्स में हो. तो मतलब आपको जो चीज करनी है वो दिल से करो एकदम. ऐसा नहीं कि मतलब थोड़ा करा फिर हट गए, थोड़ा करा फिर हट गए. नहीं, जो चीज करनी है उसमें 100% एफर्ट, तो आपका सब कुछ उसी में दो. फिर अगर आप एक फील्ड चुन रहे हो अपनी.
वेरी गुड. एंड आई थिंक दैट्स वेरी साउंड एडवाइस. वर्क हार्ड एंड फोकस, आई थिंक इज हाउ आई वुड समराइज दैट. Awesome. Parshavi, this has been a really, really nice chat. I think you've made a smashing podcasting debut. And many thanks to Surf XLmatic Liquid for making this happen. Parshvi, again, thank you so much for your time. Any final words? Do you want to tell people where they can find you? Do you have social media? Do you look at social media? I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so where can people find you and follow you and
on Instagram, sir.
Okay, we'll put a link in the show notes, guys, and you can go and follow Parshvi there. But this is the Edges and Sledges Cricket Podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to Parshvi Chopra. You can follow us because we do know where our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter handles are. So we're at One Tip One Hand. That's the number one tip, the number one hand. So come and say hi to us. And of course, don't forget to enter the contest where you can win some cricket equipment. You can win a supply of Surf Excel-Matic Liquid. All you need to do is send us a picture of you wearing a jersey with the dried stains with the hashtag SukhaDagOut. And you could stand a chance of winning a prize. And of course, the contest will run till the 15th of April. So we'll announce the winner on 15th of April. So get your entries in. And this is the Edges and Sledges Cricket Podcast wrapping up. Thank you very much.